Hayraysa.
Today's Amud is Tainis Chav Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on Chav Chesam and Aleph by the top line, Parsha Gedayla. So the Mishnah had mentioned that during these Mamadays, so the Anshei Maimid, they would gather together in the shul, and the Mishnah said that the Parsha Gedayla would carry Nesai Bishnayim, etc. And it said that they would read from the Torah Bishachris, Ube Musaf, Ube Mincha Kairin Al Pihen. So now it's a Shiloh, we'll see right now in the Gemara exactly how to read the Mishnah, but one thing's for sure is that by Shacharis they read from the Sefer Torah, and by Mincha they were Kairin Al Pihen. They just read the Parsha by heart. They didn't take out the Sefer Torah. They read the Parsha by heart. The Shiloh is where does Musaf go? Was Musaf together with Shacharis that they read from the Sefer Torah? Or by Musaf were they Kairin Al Pihen? Says the Gemara Yibailu, Hechi Kamar, how are you supposed to read the Mishnah? Is it B'Shacharis Uba Musaf? The Vav of Uba Musaf is connecting it with Shacharis, and it was by Shacharis Uba Musaf that they were Kairin Naisa B'Sefer, and then Uba Mincha, by Mincha time, Kairin Naisa Yalpet, that's when they read the Parsha by heart, Kairin Eshema, like one would read Kriyat Shema. Idoma, or perhaps the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah is Achi Ketani, that B'Shacharis Kairin Naisa B'Sefer, and then the Mishnah says, Uba Musaf, Uba Mincha, both by Musaf and by Mincha, they were Kairin Naisa Alpet, Kairin Eshema. So what did they do by Musaf? By Musaf, they took out the Sefer Torah again, or by Musaf, were they Kairin Al Peh, like a person reads Kriyat Shema? So there's no way to know from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, will prove it though from a Braisa, Tashema, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Bishachar Suba Musaf, Nichnasin Lebeis HaKnesses, the Kairin Kedarach Shekairin Kol Hashana. So the Braisa says, Lahedyo, that both by Shacharis and by Musaf, they had Kriyas HaTorah from an actual Sefer Torah. They would go into the shuls, and they would read from the Sefer Torah like they would do all year round. Uve Mincha, Yachid Kairi Aisai Alpeh. And by Mincha, just one person would read the Parsha, whatever, of that day's Maimed. They would read, the Yachid would read the Parsha Balpeh, and he would be Maitzi, everybody else. So the point is that you see from this Braisa, that Musaf went together with Shacharis. That by Musaf, they would take out the Sefer Torah again, and they would have a proper Kriyas HaTorah. Now the Braisa mentioned that by Mincha, the way they would read Balpeh is not that everybody read Alpeh. It sounds like only a Yachid was Kairin Aysa Alpeh. Now the Yachid would read it and be might see everybody else. So ask the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yaisi, V'chi Yachid Yacho Likrais, Divrei Torah Alpeh B'tzibur. Is a Yachid allowed to read Divrei Torah by heart and be might see other people? Rabbi Yaisi seems to understand that the Isser to read Tvarim Shebiksav Balpeh, right? You're not allowed to read Torah Shebiksav, you're not allowed to read Balpeh, just like you're not allowed to write Torah Shebalpeh. Tairish Shabal Peh, you're not allowed to write. And Tairish Shabik Sav, you're not allowed to read Bal Peh. You're not allowed to say it Bal Peh. Rabbi Yaisi understands that this is only if you're being mighty other people. If you're being mighty other people, that's when there's a problem to read Psukim by heart. Now ask Rabbi Yaisi, the Braisa seems to be saying that a Yachid would be mighty everyone else. How is that okay? He's going to read the Parsha, which is Tairish Shabik Sav, the Parsha from the Torah. He's going to read it out Bal Peh and be mighty everyone else. How is that allowed? So says the Gemara, Ella, rather, what the Braisa means to say is that Kula Nichnasin V'Kairin Oysal Peh, K'Kairin Eshema. When it says that the Yachid would read it, it doesn't mean that the Yachid would read it and be mighty other people. It means each and every Yachid, that's what he would do. The whole Tzibur would go into the Shul, and each Yachid, each and every individual person would read the Parsha by heart to himself. Like K'Kairin Eshema. Not that he'd be mighty other people, and then there's no problem of reading Psukim by heart. We mentioned in the Mishnah called Yom Sheish Behalel, Yom Maimin, V'chulu, we're really going to be focusing on the Hemshech of the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned that when there's a Karban Eitzim, on the day that there's a Karban Eitzim, so there's no Maimid, they didn't do a Maimid by the Tefillah of Ne'ilah. If they fasted during these Memadis, during the week, so they had a Tefillah of Ne'ilah. Now, if it was a day that had a Karban Eitzim, so they wouldn't do a Maimid by Ne'ilah. They would do it by Mincha, that's what's mashma from the Mishnah. They would have a Maimed by Mincha, but they would not do it by Ne'ilah. Now the question is, why is the Karban Eitzim Daicha and Ne'ilah and not Daicha Mincha? Ask the Gemara, Ma Hefresh Bein Zeh Lezeh, what's the difference between the two? Why is it Daicha Ne'ilah and it's not Daicha Mincha? So says the Gemara, because Halalu Divrei Torah, Vahalalu Divrei Seferim. Mincha, Rashi explains, is considered like Midaraisa. Now, it might not actually be mamish midaraisa, but at least there's a remez to it in the Torah. Yitzchak Avinu, that he went to daven in the field. Yitzchak lesuach v'sadeh l'fnais aref. Right? So mincha has a remez in the Torah. So therefore, it's considered, at least klapei this halacha, like it's d'oraisa, and the carbon eitzim is not going to be madche the mincha. However, it will be madche ne'ilah, because ne'ilah is only midrabanan, there's no remez to the tefillah of ne'ilah, at least lehedya, in the Torah. And therefore, the carbon eitzim is only daicha ne'ilah, and it's not daicha mincha. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah after that Zman Atzei Kehanim Va'am, the Mishnah went on to mention all the different times that there was a Karban Eitzim, that the different families had the Zchus of bringing Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, just to elaborate on this point of the Eitzim, that Lama Hutzchuchu Leimer Zman Atzei Kehanim Va'am. Now, why do we have this, that there's special times that different families got to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash? Can't a person just bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash whenever he wants? What's going on? What happened with these families? What's the story behind it? What's so special about these families? Amru, they said, that Kesha'alu B'nei HaGayla, when the B'nei HaGayla were Ayla from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Bizman, the Binyan Bayis Sheini, so Leimatsu Eitzim B'lishcha, they went into the Beis HaMikdash, and they saw that there was no wood left in the Lishcha. V'amdu Elu, so these families, these nine families, or really eight, because on these nine different dates, so amdu elu v'isnadvu mishalahem, and they were misnadev, they gave as a donation their own wood, and they gave it to the Beis HaMikdash to use it for the Mizbeach. V'kach hisnu neviim shebeneihen, and the neviim amongst them, they made a tanai, they made a set halacha shafilu lishcha melea etzem, that even if we're going to find that the Beis HaMikdash, the lishcha, it has plenty of wood, they don't need any more wood, it doesn't matter, you elu misnadvin mishalahem, on these special days, so these families, these mishpachas, they get to bring on these nine dates, they get to bring wood to the mizbeach, for the mizbeach, even if there already is plenty of wood in the Beis HaMikdash, these families, because they gave it at the time when the Beis HaMikdash didn't have wood, so forever and ever they get the schus of bringing wood for the Mizbeach, for the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hagayra le'sipalnu, they made lotteries, al-karban ha'etzim, ha'kayanim, ha'leviyim, va'am, lo'havi le'beis elkeinu, le'beis ha'veisenu, li'itim uzumanim, shana b'shana, that they were going to, on these nine different dates, they were going to get to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash every single year, even if the Beis HaMikdash didn't need it, every single year they would get to bring this wood, Levayer al Mizbeach Hashem Elkeinu Kakasu B'Torah, to use this wood to burn on the Mizbeach to bring karbanos. They got this special schus. Now we said in the Mishnah, V'imahim Kehanim V'Levim V'Chom Mi V'Chulu, the Mishnah went on, it's discussing Tu B'Av, and it mentions all the different families that got to bring wood on Tu B'Av, and it said amongst them, we're going to focus on the Hemshach of the Mishnah, it said that amongst these families that got to bring the wood on Tu B'Av was the B'nai Gainvei Ali and the B'nai Kaitzei Ketzios. So says the Gemara, who are these B'nai Gainvei Ali? Who are these B'nai Kaitzei Ketzios? Tanur Abana, we learned in the Braisa, that Ma Hayu B'nai Gainvei Ali u'B'nai Kaitzei Ketzios. What are they? Meaning, who are they? Where do they get these names from? What's the story behind this family? So it's really all just one family, as we'll see. And Amru, they said that Pam Achas Gazra HaMalchus Gzeira Al Yisrael. One time the Malchus, the Gayim, they made a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael. Shalei Yaviu Eitzim L'Maracha. Number one, that they weren't allowed to bring wood for the Mizbeach. V'shalei Yaviu Bikurim L'Yerushalayim. And they weren't allowed to bring their first fruits, the Bikurim. They weren't allowed to bring their Bikurim to Yerushalayim. Now, the Ian Yaakov explains that why Dafka, these two, well, it sounds like very random things to be geyser against. You're not allowed to bring wood to the Mizbeach and Bikurim to Yerushalayim. Why Dafka, these two geyzers? So the Ian Yaakov explains that they didn't want it to be obvious that they were coming to really be geyser against our religion. So they covered it up with all economical intentions. They said that, you know, they were making a gzeira that they don't want people bringing all their wood to the Mizbeach and their fruits to Yerushalayim, because that's going to cause the cost of wood and fruits, it's going to drive up the prices, because there's going to be such a demand outside of Yerushalayim, and then it's going to drive up the prices. So they pretended like it was all for these different economical factors. Now, Chazal obviously knew that, no, that's not the reason, as we'll see, they were even meiser nefesh to fulfill fulfill these mitzvahs, but they didn't want it to be obvious that they were really being geyser exeir against the religion, so they blamed it on all these different economical things. Again, Chazal or the Eini Aedah, they know how to read what's behind the scenes of the gzeiras, and as we'll see in a moment. So they made these gzeiras, Vaishiva praise Dais Aladrachim, and they set up officers, guards on the roads, that this way there was these checkpoints, no one would be able to sneak fruits or wood into the Beis Hamikdash, into Yerushalayim. And they did, so they set up these guards, Kederach Shehoshev Yeravam ben Nevat, Shul Yalu Yisrael L'Regel. The same way that Yeravam ben Nevat, so mentioning the Rasha, Shemir Sham Yerkav, the Gemara is going to say soon, so we give him a non-honorable mention, Yeravam ben Nevat, and a similar thing, he set up these guards, he didn't want people to be Eilel L'Regel. The story with this is that after Shlomo HaMelech was Nifter, so Klal Yisrael was divided into two. There was Rechavam was Shlomo Melech's son. Rechavam became the Melech over Yehuda and Binyamin. And then the other 10 Shvatim, Yeravam ben Nevat was their Melech. Yeravam ben Nevat was the Melech of the other 10 tribes. So now, Yeravam wasn't from Malchus Beis David. So Yeravam was concerned that when everyone would go up to the Yerushalayim, when they would go to the Beis HaMikdash and be Eilel L'Regel, so they're going to see Rechavam, who's from Malchus Beis David, he was the son of Shlomo HaMelech, they're going to see Rechavam that he's sitting in the Azara, and Yeravam ben Nevat, he has to stand, because you're Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, So Yeravam ben Nevat wasn't allowed to sit. So people are going to see. They're going to see Rechavam sitting. They're going to see Yeravam ben Nevat standing. And they're going to say that, oh, so you see that Yeravam ben Nevat's not really a Melech, and he's being Mayri b'malchus, and they're going to kill him. So Yeravam ben Nevat was scared about this. So therefore, he didn't allow people to be Eilel L'Regel. That's the story. But Al Kapanim, so the guy, they made a gzeir against Klal Yisrael, no wood, no bikurim, and they set up these guards. So what did the Tamid HaChamim, the Yeri Chet, the Ksheirim, what did they do? They saw that this was a gzeira against the religion. They wanted to be Meiser Nefesh, Mamish to do it. So what did they do? How did they sneak it in? Heviu Sali Bikurim. So they did this, they brought baskets of Bikurim. Now they couldn't show that they were bringing these baskets because you weren't allowed to bring Bikurim. So they brought these baskets. V'chikbum b'kitziyos. And they completely covered it with figs. So it was completely covered inside and out with figs. It just looked like a big cluster of figs. Unaglam, and they took these baskets with the figs. V'eli al-kispeyan, and a crusher, an eli, on their shoulders. V'kaven she'egiu etzel pruzdois. And once they got to the checkpoint, so Amru Lahem, so the people, the guards at the checkpoint said to them, Lahechan Atam Hochen, nu, where are you going? So Aimrim Lahem, they would say to them, Lasse Shnei Gule Devela, Bemechteshas Shalifanenu, Ube Eli Shalkatvenu. What do you mean, where are we going? Is it not obvious? You see the figs that we have? You see that we have an Eli? We're going to, cut the figs? We're going to crush these figs? There's a Mechteshas, there's a mortar over there in front of us in Yerushalayim, and we have this Eli with us, and we're going to go crush these figs. So, like that, the guards at the checkpoint, they thought everything was fine, they let them go. And Kavan Sha'avru Mehen, once they passed them, so Itrum Besalim, so they decorated the baskets, Vevium Yerushalayim, and they were able to bring the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim, and like that, that's how they were able to sneak the Bikurim into Yerushalayim. And so that's why they were called the Bnei Gainvei Ali, the people that they were Gainiv the Das of the guards. They were Gainiv the Das of the guards, they tricked the guards with the Ali, they pretended like they were just going to crush the figs. And really, and they were saying that they were going to cut the figs and to crush the figs, even though really they were going to bring Bikurim. Now says the Gemara that Tana we learned in the Braisa that Hain Bnei Salmai Hanesoifasi, that these people, this family is the same as Salmai Hanesoifasi. Now the way the Bartanura learns this Gemara is that he learns that it's Mamish, it's the same family. That Bnei Goin Ve'eli, Bnei Kaitse Ketzias is the Mamish, the exact same family as Salmai Hanesoifasi, which the Gemara is going to say their story in a moment. However, Rashi over here learns that it doesn't literally mean that it's the same family. Rashi learns that it just means that they have a similar story, that they did a similar thing, as the Gemara now is going to bring. The Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Mahim Bnei Salmei HaNesoifasi, what is this family, Salmei HaNesoifasi, what's their story, what did they do? Amru, they said, Pamachas Gazra Malchus Gzeira Al Yisrael, one time the Gayim were Gazer Gzeira against Klal Yisrael, Shuli Aviyu Eitzim Lamaracha, again, that they weren't allowed to bring wood to the Mizbeach, to burn on the Mizbeach, Vayishivu Pruzdayis Aladrachim, and again they set up these guards, they made these checkpoints, Kederach Shahishiv Yeravim ben Nevat Aladrachim, just like Yeravim ben Nevat did this, Shul Yalu Yisrael Laregel, Shakla Yisrael Shinim Be'ayla Laregel. So Ma'u Asu Yarechad Mishabai Sador, what did they do? Heviu Gzeirean, and she doesn't hear mention Ksheirim, she says Yarechad. So what did they do? Heviu Gzeirean Va'asu Sulamais. They took these broken pieces of wood, these cut up pieces of wood, and they made it into ladders. V'henichu al kespeyem, they put the ladders over their shoulder. V'holchu lehem, and they started heading towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash. Kevin Shegiu Etzlan, once they got to them, meaning to these guards, to the checkpoints, so Amru lehem, so the guards at the checkpoint, they said to this family, Lehechen atam holchem, where do you think you're going? So Amru lehem, they said, oh, we're taking these ladders, Lahavi Gaizalois, Mishaivach Shalifanenu, a little flashback to Beitza, right? So they said, we're taking these ladders, and we're gonna go get the birds, the Gaizalois, from the coop, from the Shaivach that's in front of us, from the bird's nest, that's where we're going. Ubisulama Ishal Kespenu, with these ladders that's on our shoulders. Kevin Shavru Mehan, they let them go, once they passed by, Pirkum, they broke up the ladders, they chopped it back up, now they had these pieces of wood, Vehavim, and they brought them to the base of Mikdash, Vehel Yerushalayim. They brought them to Yerushalayim. They brought them to the Beis HaMikdash. Vahaleim Valkiyotze, and like that, they had wood for the Mizbeach. Valkiyotze Behem Uaymer, and about these people, the Pasuk says, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that you're supposed to mention the name of a Tzadik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Val Yeravam Ben Nevad V'chavei Rav Ne'amar V'shem Risham Yerkav, that also you mention the names of Risham as the names of Risham Shalra, so we mentioned them Lignai, and we made sure to mention the fact that Yeravam Ben Nevad also, he wanted to stop people from being oiled regal. We mentioned in the Mishnah then afterwards that Be'esrim Boy B'nei Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda, that on the 20th day of Av was the turn of the family of B'nei Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda. It was their turn to bring the Eitzim. So now, again, the Nafkamina that the Mishnah mentioned, all the different days for the Eitzim, is because it affected the Mamadais. The Mishnah was really discussing the Mamadais, but then on day that there's a carbon Eitzim, so then you didn't have a Mayimid by Ne'ilah. So it was a Nafkamina with regards to Mamadais, that's when we mentioned the Eitzim. And we mentioned all the different days that they brought the Eitzim, different families had different turns to bring Eitzim, and the Mishnah said that on the 20th day of Av was the turn for the family of B'nai Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda. Says the Gemara Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that B'nai Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda, Hein B'nai David Ben Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir that B'nai Pachas Maya of Ben Yehuda is really referring to the family of David HaMelech, is referring to the family of David Ben Yehuda. Now David Ben Yehuda was mentioned earlier in the Mishnah also, so it comes out according to Rabbi Meir that B'nai Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda was David Ben Yehuda going a second time. Now that's going to be important when we get to the bottom of the Amud, but just to keep that in mind. So according to Rabbi Meir, B'nai David Ben Yehuda now just went a second time. B'nai Pachas Maya of Ben Yehuda, David who's from Rus, from Mayav, Mayavi, so that he went a second time on the 20th of Av. That's different, Meir. Rabbi Yaisi says that no, Hein b'nei Yoyav ben Surya. That no, it's referring specifically to b'nei Yoyav ben Surya, who also ultimately comes from David, but it's its own family, b'nei Yoyav ben Surya, and this was their first time going. It's fine. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi. So Machlekes are Meir and Rabbi Yaisi. The Mishnah then said that Be'esrim Be'elul was B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda. Now on the 20th day of Elul was the family of Adin Ben Yehuda. Tanur Rabbanah, we learned in the Braisa, that Adin Ben Yehuda, Hein B'nai David Ben Yehuda, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says that B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda is referring to B'nai David Ben Yehuda. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, this was David's family going a second time. According to our mayor, B'nai Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda was David Ben Yehuda going a second time. According to Rebbe Yehuda, so B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda is B'nai David Ben Yehuda going a second time. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, and Rabbi Yaisi once again is Chaylik, and Rabbi Yaisi says that no, B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda, Hein B'nai Yaya Ben Surya. It's referring to Yaya Ben Surya. So according to Rabbi Yaisi, both B'nai Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda and B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda are both referring to the B'nai Yaya Ben Surya. So now it comes out, and now, on this, Esrim Be'elul, B'nai Yaya Ben Surya is going a second time. So according to every one of these three shitas that we mentioned, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yaisi, there was a family that went two times. According to Rabbi Meir, B'nai Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda was David Ben Yehuda going a second time. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bnei Adam ben Yehuda was David ben Yehuda going a second time. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, Bnei Adam ben Yehuda was Bnei Yoyav ben Sruya going a second time. Now says the Gemara, that's nafkamina now for this next Gemara. The Gemara says, on that which the Mishnah mentioned, that Be'echa B'teves Shabai Bnei Parish Shnia. The Mishnah said that Bnei Parish went a second time on Echa B'teves. Now the Mashmais of the Mishnah is that it only mentioned a family going twice one time. It only mentioned mentioned by the Bnei Parish that, oh, now they went a second time. So it's Mashmah from the Mishnah that there was no one else that went a second time. The only one that went twice was Bnei Parish. So ask the Gemara, Mani Masnisa, the Mishnah which is Mashmah, that the only one who went twice was the Bnei Parish, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? It's Loi Rabbi Meir, Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Rabbi Yaisi. It doesn't seem to fit with any of the three shitas that we just mentioned. Because I Rabbi Meir, Lisni, Shabai, Bnei David ben Yehuda, Shnia. If it's Rabbi Meir, so then Bnei David ben Yehuda also went a second time. I Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, so then again, Lisni, Shabai, Bnei David ben Yehuda, Shnia. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that David ben Yehuda went a second time. And I Rabbi Yaisi, and if it's Rabbi Yaisi, so then Lisni, Shabai, Bnei Yoyav ben Tzuria, Shnia. That Bnei Yoyav ben Tzuria went a second time. It's not just the Bnei Parish. So the Mishnah doesn't seem to fit with any of these shitas. Says the Gemara La'olam Rabbi Yaisi, I'll tell you it's Rabbi Yaisi. Now the question is that Rabbi Yaisi, we have a braisa by Bnei Pachas ben Yehuda, that Rabbi Yaisi says that that's referring to Bnei Yoyav ben Tzruya, and we have a braisa by Bnei Adam ben Yehuda, that that's also, according to Rabbi Yaisi, referring to Bnei Yoyav ben Tzruya. So Bnei Yoyav ben Tzruya went a second time? So how could you say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi? Says the Gemara, V'tri Tanai Aliba Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi didn't say both memras. Rabbi Yaisi for sure does not hold that both Bnei Pachas Maya ben Yehuda and Bnei Adam ben Yehuda are both referring to the Bnei Yoyav ben Tzruya. It's a machlokes talmidim, which one Rabbi Yaisi said. The talmidim know that there was a certain family mentioned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yaisi said in Shir, oh, that's really referring to the Bnei Yoyav ben Tzruya. The talmidim are arguing about which family did Rabbi Yaisi say that. Did he say that about the Bnei Pachas Maya ben Yehuda or about the Bnei Adam ben Yehuda? But he definitely did not say it about both. So Yoyav ben Tzruya did not go a second time. The only one that went a second time was Parish, and Rabbi Yaisi could be the Tan of the Mishnah.